As we continue to talk about back to school season, let's talk about our colleges. This was an interesting story at the beginning of the month. UConn put a new protest policy in place for its students. And you may remember in the springtime, near the end of the school year, protests were starting to get out of hand a little bit at UConn, especially at their store's campus. And so they put a new policy in place. And, you know, I was curious, what about our other colleges? And as you probably know, every month we get to check in with Terrence Chang, who is the chancellor of the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities System. And it oversees the State Community College, four state universities, Charter Oak State College. It serves more than 85,000 students. And so I was curious if, Terrence, thank you for coming back on the show, if there are similar policies being put into place at our state and community colleges here in Connecticut.
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me back. It is something I truly look forward to every month, and I appreciate you making space for higher education conversation. Not a lot of people do that, so thank you for that. Regarding the protests and new policies and so forth, so CSCU has not established new policies to quote unquote regulate protests or anything to that effect. You know, I think we have a different student body. I think we have just a different dynamic at our campuses. Many of our students work, they are parents, they have, you know, part-time and full-time jobs. And, you know, frankly, they probably don't have the opportunity to do some of the things that more traditional students might be able to do. And so, not to say that we didn't have some, you know, activity on our campuses in the spring, and that's understandable. This is a very, very upsetting time, and, you know, people want to express themselves. But we've been able to handle that at the local level without great incident. I will tell you that we have had intensive freedom of speech trainings for our faculty and our staff and our administrators. We've had lots of conversations. Our presidents and our deans of students have been talking to student groups just to make sure we're in communication, right? We want to understand them, because at the end of the day, we have to provide a safe and healthy learning and teaching and work environment for all of our folks. That's the first priority, right? And then we can get into the classroom and do that good work. So I think our people have done an amazing job of just creating that level of balance where folks can be expressive, they can be felt and seen and heard, but they haven't disrupted the education of others. And I think that's the balance we're trying to strike.
So forgive me, Terrence, because I don't remember exact dates or anything like that. But first of all, isn't Western under your CSCU family?
That's correct.
Okay. Wasn't Western one of the campuses that was doing walkouts or vigils for Gaza? I thought they were in the spring. I might be wrong, but I thought they were.
I don't recall specifically.
Okay.
I think, you know, we did have some activity. And again, I think there's a real balance there, right? I mean, you can be expressive and you can express your constitutional rights, exercise those rights. But I think there's also, the right of a student to have access to their education, right? And that's under, you know, federal regulations. We have to guard those. We have to defend those and make sure that people don't feel disenfranchised by other people's activities. And so, you know, it's a thin line sometimes, you know, and we have to do a really nuanced, detailed, and frankly, situation-specific job depending on what's going on. So again, we've been fortunate, and I think we've got really good people working with everyone trying to keep that balance.
So again, we have Terrence Chang here, who is the chancellor of the Connecticut State Colleges and University System, also known as CSCU. They oversee Connecticut State Community College, the four state universities, as well as Charter Oak State College. It serves more than 85,000 students. Now, something big that was happening this year, the Connecticut Automatic Admissions Program. Talk to us a little bit about that, Terrence, if you can recap for listeners and the significance of it here in Connecticut.
Yeah, absolutely. So this was a program that was created by our legislature a couple of years ago, and it's a great, great program. And basically, it tries to make it as easy as possible to get into colleges here in Connecticut, not just the CSCU system, but also several of our private institutions as well. And so the short story is students can fill out the Common App, which is, you know, the application that students fill out to apply to many colleges. They fill out the Common App, they click a button, and they can basically be applied to and admitted directly into our institutions automatically, right? And so you just have to have about a 3.0 GPA, and then you fill out the app, you click the button, and it's done. And we've served thousands of students this way. It's an amazing, amazing mechanism to get as many high school students into our colleges and universities as possible.
Do you have any updated information or stats, for example, about just looking at through the application process and things like that, mm-hmm. People getting into these colleges, universities? Do you have any kind of updated numbers for us, Terrence?
So we're about to launch the application for the next academic year, right? We're already in this current academic year. But last year's numbers that led to this year's enrollment increase or helped with this year's enrollment increase, I can give you that. So
yeah, that'd be great.
Last year we had nearly 3,000 students, which is a lot of students, but I want to see even more this coming year. But we had nearly 3,000 students go through direct admissions through the automatic admit program. About 1,200 of those 3,000 were first-generation students. Again, first in their families to go to college here in the U.S. Each student that went through the process received 8 offers, because at the end of the day, there are 8 institutions that are part of the program. Mm-hmm. So when you do it, you will automatically apply to and receive admissions to those 8 institutions. So that means ultimately almost 22,000 offers were extended to those nearly 3,000 students, right?
Wow.
So that's kind of amazing.
That's very
right?
Amazing.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of opportunity that just get, you know, I mean, think about it. You're a young person, you're applying to college, you know, a lot of them are first gen. We got to make this as easy as possible. We make it way, way too complicated. And so for them to suddenly say, wow, I can go to Eastern, I can go to Central, I can go to Southern or Western, but hey, you know what? I could maybe go to a private that I'd never thought about being able to go to before too. A lot of these students, they don't have the luxury of thinking about college the way you know, many people do. And so for us to open that door, that's a real blessing.
Yeah, I mean, and when you talk about affordability, this program, for example, waiving the application fee, you were saying,
yes.
And making it a
yes.
lot easier. And again, all of CSCU's right. state universities are participating institutions in this.
Correct.
If people want more information, Terrence, where would they go?
Yeah, I think you could go to our website at ct.edu. We'll have information there. I think we have just, you know, and you know, they could always reach out directly to our offices. But I think this is where we just need to continue to spread the word, right? We have to spread the word about free tuition for our community colleges. We have to spread the word about this automatic admit program, because we're doing things that, frankly, a lot of states are not doing, right? And that's something that, again, I think we should be really proud of. We should be proud of the fact that we are one of the first states to do direct admit with the Common App. We should be proud of the fact that we have free tuition for our community colleges. This is really, really impactful stuff, and it's something that I think you know, people should be very happy about.
Yeah, again, it's striking that balance of people getting higher education, but being able to save money while doing it. That is very hard to come by in today's world. Terrence Cheng, I appreciate you coming on, Chancellor of the Connecticut State Colleges and University System here on WICC.